This is Akashvani, the news read by Manoj Singh Rana. The 11th International Day of Yoga is being celebrated today with great enthusiasm and widespread participation across the country and around the world. The President and the Prime Minister led the celebrations by taking part in separate yoga sessions. President Draupadi Murmu took part in an event at Dehradun in Uttarakhand. Speaking at the event, President Murmu highlighted India's pivotal role in promoting yoga on the world stage.
योग पूरी मानवता की साझा धरोहर बन चुका है ये भारत की सॉफ्ट पावर का एक अत्यंत महत्वपूर्ण उदाहरण है भारत की पहल पर योग के प्रति विश्व समुदाय का सम्मान बढ़ा है और दुनिया भर के लोग इससे लाभान्वित हो रही है
Prime Minister Narendra Modi attended a 45-minute yoga session following the common yoga protocol along the scenic coastline at Visakhapatnam in Andhra Pradesh, which witnessed the participation of over 3 lakh enthusiasts. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said, "Today, yoga offers a pathway to peace amid growing stress, unrest and instability in various parts of the world." He called upon every nation and every society to integrate yoga into their lifestyle and public policy.
आज पूरी दुनिया किसी न किसी तनाव से गुजर रही कितने ही क्षेत्रों में अशांति और अस्थिरता बढ़ रही है ऐसे में योग से हमें शांति की दिशा मिलती है
Yoga Day was celebrated with much fervor in several states and union territories including Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Madhya Pradesh, Goa, Maharashtra and Tamil Nadu. The Indian Coast Guard celebrated the day with Yoga Sangam at more than 60 locations across India's coastline and island territories. Over 9 lakh cadets of National Cadet Corps also participated in synchronized yoga sessions at iconic locations across the country. Around the world, thousands of yoga enthusiasts participated in the International Yoga Day celebrations by joining events focused on wellness, mindfulness and sustainable living. The Indian Embassy in Riyadh marked the 11th International Day of Yoga with vibrant celebrations at the Prince Faisal bin Fahd Sports City Stadium, drawing over 500 yoga enthusiasts from across Saudi Arabia. In Muscat, a large and enthusiastic crowd joined the mass yoga event held by the Indian Embassy at picturesque Omani Village Amphitheatre in the Al Qurum National Park. The Director General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, has directed Air India to remove 3 officials from all roles and responsibilities related to crew scheduling and rostering with immediate effect for serious violations. The regulator also instructed the airline to initiate internal disciplinary proceedings against these officials without delay and to report the outcome of such proceedings within 10 days. The Bihar government has decided to increase the pensions of senior citizens, widows and people with disability under the Social Security Pension Scheme by 700 rupees per month. Chief Minister Nitish Kumar today said that the beneficiaries will get enhanced pensions of 1,100 rupees from next month. In Uttarakhand, the 3-tier panchayat elections will be held on the 10th of next month. Issuing the notification for the polls, State Election Commissioner Sushil Kumar said, notification for the polls will begin on the 25th of this month. Israel and Iran continue to exchange airstrikes on the 9th day of the conflict. In an overnight assault, Israel continued its military operation against Iran's nuclear infrastructure. Israeli military said it launched a series of strikes against missile storage and infrastructure sites in central Iran. Israel's defense minister, Israel Katz, said a senior Iranian commander, Saeed Izadi, has been killed in a strike on an apartment in the city of Qom. Iranian state media also reported an Israeli attack on a nuclear facility in Isfahan in the early hours today. In another development, in a significant gesture of regional solidarity, India has expanded its evacuation efforts under Operation Sindhu to include stranded citizens of Nepal and Sri Lanka in Iran. In cricket, India were 454-7 at lunch against England on the second day of the first test match of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Headingley in Leeds. And that is the end of this news bulletin.